que todos dirán, así también es la mía. Yo sé que hay las suegras buenas, claro que son escogidas, de esas que quieren al yerno con amor y simpatía, pero también hay las malas, de esa calaña es la mía. Si a lo lejos me divisa, empieza a hablar tontería, allá viene ese malandro, esposo de la hija mía. Mi hija que salió tan buena, eso no se merecía, casarse con ese vago, qué mala suerte la mía. Ese condenado pichirre, por si usted no lo sabía, ese no le da a mi hija ni medio pa' la comida. Y mi pobre hija, señores, lleva palo de noche y todos los días.
The Venezuelan harp player Carlos Orozco, recorded by our World Roots team in 2004. A song about a woman who's got absolutely nothing good to say about her beloved daughter's future husband. And you can find that song on a new double CD compilation of music recorded for our World Roots programme. And I think that's going to be out in the new year. Later on tonight, I'll be playing you the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations, recorded last Sunday at the BBC's Maid of Ale studios. Making the most of the Christian Valamara ensemble being on tour over here, we invited the viola and viola d'amore player Garth Knox to join them ahead of their first ever concert together, which is going to happen in a series I'm involved with in Oslo next spring. So this was their first ever musical meeting. I'll be playing you that at around a quarter to midnight. This next album isn't out yet, but I do know that when Sam Lee makes this public, he's going to find himself with a success story on his hands.
George Collins walked out one May morning, when May was all in blue. And who should he see but a fair, pretty maid washing her white marble stone? She whooped, she hollered, she called so loud. She waved her lily white hand. Come hither to me, George Collins, cried she, for your life it won't last you long. He put his bandbow down by Grand's side, across the river sprang he. He clipped his hands round her middle so small, he kissed her red ruby lips. Then he rode home to his father's own house, loudly knocked at the ring. Arise, arise, your father cried. Rise and please let me in. Oh, arise, arise, the mother cried. Rise and make up my bed. Arise, arise, the sister cried. Get a napkin to tie round my head. For if I should die tonight, as I suppose I shall, please bury me neath that white marble stone that lies neath Fair Ellender's hall. The finest corpse that ever her eyes shone on. Oh, Fair Ellender called unto her headmaid, whose corpse is this oh so fine? She made her reply, George Collins' corpse, an old true lover of mine. Little boys, and open his coffin so wide that I may kiss his red ruby lips 10,000 times they've kissed mine. This news been carried to Fair London town, wrote on London gate. Six pretty maids died all in one night. 'Twas all for George Collins's sake.
The hugely talented Sam Lee and the Ballad of George Collins. Thanks to Sam for letting me play that. I really look forward to playing some more here on Late Junction. You'll find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist, and that's on the Radio 3 website. These are the Residents now, and a collaboration they did in San Francisco with the Portsmouth band Rinaldo and the Loaf back in 1983, the Sailor Song. Thank you.
I don't try to sleep.
Maya Vidal and La Jaula Dorada, The Golden Cage, from her CD God Is My Bike. Following on from The Residents and Rinaldo and the Loaf from 1983, The Sailor Song. A short and rather poignant song from Corsica next tonight. A lover feels hurt that his mistress seems to have forgotten that she once loved him. It seems he sings to her, "We've been at war for 18 months. Corsican lover's rebuke. And just while I've got this fine Corsican anthology to hand, here's another song, this time moaning about the equivalent of the cowboy builder, I suppose. It's the humble shepherd who's always complaining, sells watered down milk, ruins gardens and starts fires.
Ogula zamu danda vetia, kambian kadulu viludu. Somugi sempre zilania, elu basturona studu. La mentaliza gastigi, lagrime di lagrimera, conta tanti e tanti guai, culuer su e la manera. Chi finisce qua ugia, divana una cosa vera. Bende garulu salate, caru vende le sapele, si mangia le rebahi l'aletri, e lo le sape gurrele. E si vende tutte le acque di le nostre puntanelle. Usaggia sveri spettadu, e l'usi si fa geteme, in quanta la roba vostra ai lupago l'impreme. Chi l'usoio e soi usoio e lo vostro dioso insieme. Faged rimale merie, quando l'usa il tan furore, con l'uso fogui la stacca, disumena l'uderore. Un diventa un agneluccio, che in culo pregurador'e. Si bava d'una lagnanza, au bastarga furadu, subito grida vindetta, e si gega lugnadu. si rigumandan qua diu contra un padrone spietato. Quando gumile fatiche punite lo vostro piano, tanto passa lo pastore e quando spunta lo rano. Viene la sciappa presu quant'è buona vede mano. Compra burro gasettetto e allarga da gasone, compra di impiegati i venne lo pantalone. Guarda un strappalavuna, pasturone, pasturone. Guarda un strappalavuna, pasturone, pasturone.
Believe it or not, that was an 18th century Corsican war dance, sounding rather elegant, and a song about the shepherds who make everyone's life a misery. A couple of tracks from a very fine anthology of profane songs and music from Corsica. A song of joy next from China. Lingling Yu plays pipa and Guo Gan plays the erhu in this melody from southern China.
Thank you. makan susare jo tiramakan kido kalodi tiramakan na kala jula jebate tonya tiramakan susare jo tiramakan Chido kalodi tiramakanna susare jo tiramakan
Taram tari dara la ra Evippa me fram te me strondo priane meine na kändich mig es loget me me stong
Tiramakan susare jo tiramakan Tonya tiramakan susare jo tiramakan Kido kalodi tiramakan susare jo tiramakan Kala jula jebate
Taram tari dara la
Suni kalodi tiramakanna Kuma jula jebate Tiramakanna susare jo tiramakan Suni kalodi tiramakanna susare jo tiramakan
In celebration of Tiramakan, a great 12th century peacemaker from West Africa, combined with a Norwegian lullaby from Setesdal, from what's now a classic album from 1997 with Kirsten Bråtenberg, Solo Sissoko, Kwame Sareba and Björgulf Strömer. And it's called From Senegal to Setesdal. Music from southern China before that, a song of joy from pipa player Linglin Yu and the erhu player Guo Gan. Coming up in about 8 minutes or so, this month's Late Junction collaboration. First of all, though, Algerian-born DJ Chebi Sabah, who here remixes a chant by a group of Moroccan women singing praises to the mother of the Prophet Muhammad.
I'm gonna get in this.
Chirp is Sabah and a song called Mad Asalhin, Praising the Saints, and you'll find that on the new Rough Guide to Sufi Music CD. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3, and it's time now for the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations, which you can download as a podcast for the next 90 days. And it's a wonderful palette of sounds this evening because meeting for the first time at the BBC's Maida Vale studios, the six-piece Christian Vallemere ensemble and the viola and viola d'amore player Garth Knox.
Thank you.
Members of the Christian Valamra Ensemble and Garth Knox playing here at the BBC studios in Maida Vale. Christian and Garth, we brought you together for a Sunday afternoon's worth of music making. Christian, perhaps first of all you could set up who's in your ensemble. We've got a lot of musicians here today.
Gjermund Larsen on violin and the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle and viola. And it's Tove Törngren, Swedish cello player, and Per Oddvar Johansen on the drums and vibraphone, and it's Eivind Lønning on the trumpet and Espen Reinertsen on the saxophone. Have I forgotten? No.
Yes, you've forgotten yourself and the whole selection of instruments you've got here today.
I play the piano and harmonium, it's a small harmonium, and the toy piano, and fortunately there was also a lovely cellista here in the studio which we used today.
So, Garth, this is the very first time that you've played with these six musicians.
Yeah.
What were the challenges about going about it?
Well, it was very interesting, actually, because Christian and I didn't really know each other until very recently. But I think we felt we had some common ground and some non-common ground. So it was interesting. We kind of had a little talk and we thought maybe we could pull each other in different directions where we wouldn't normally go on our own and sort of come together. So that was the idea of the thing, to see where we could go in each other's territory.
I thought it would work because you both inhabit very similar musical worlds, as far apart as, you know, quite challenging contemporary music, but with a real passion for the simplest, most beautiful of folk songs. Is that a fair assumption?
That sounds pretty good, yes.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear next, Christian?
A piece called Small Sketch. Actually, it was premiered in the UK with a quartet version of the ensemble some years ago, but I brought it for this session because I thought it might be a open and nice piece to work with this quite large ensemble and this also this collaboration thing.
Thank you.
The Christian Valmera Ensemble and Garth Knox playing a traditional Norwegian tune. Jermund Larsen, this is a tune that you brought to the group today. Tell me a little bit more about where it comes from.
This pulse comes from my home area. I live in the middle of Norway, a bit north of Trondheim. There is some pulse dances. It's an old type of dancing tunes that hasn't been in use the last perhaps 50, 100 years. So I wanted to bring one of those.
When you say pulse, is it of Polish origin?
Yes, it has some relatives from there. But this is how we play it in my area today.
One of the really interesting things about the collaboration here today is the variety of instruments that we've got, in this huge range of keyboard instruments. But looking at this wonderful string instruments we've got here, you've got the hardanger fiddle and Garth, the viola d'amore. First of all, this beautiful instrument there. A quick introduction to the hardanger fiddle and its sound. What's so special about it?
It's many things. It may look like a fiddle, perhaps, but it's very rich decorated, both with pearl shells and also drawings. And you got a dragon head on top of it. And it's got 4 or 5 sympathetic strings. It's also tuned in a kind of harmony. This is most common way of tuning the hardanger fiddle. And there are certain tunes that belongs to this fiddle that doesn't fit playing on the normal fiddle, so it's another type of repertoire.
So what sort of tunes wouldn't fit on another fiddle?
It has to do with the bridge. It's flat, so you play both strings quite often. I think it's older type of tunes as well. It's hard to explain in English.
Give me a quick demonstration of the sound.
Yeah, I can do it. Short one.
And Garth, you've brought the viola d'amore with you.
Indeed.
What a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful name, beautiful instrument. And it's actually a very close relation to the hardanger fiddle. It's interesting to put them together. That's one of the things that excited me about this project also. Because the viola d'amore comes from Baroque music. It's from the Baroque period. It's a very refined instrument. It's a latecomer to the string family. And its folk cousin is the hardanger fiddle, because they share many qualities. The sympathetic strings, that's the second set of strings, which is behind the normal strings. It has 7 strings. This and another 7 behind, which ring on when the first ones stop. It's like having a small cathedral acoustic with you. So it's really made for playing straight Baroque music, and the hardanger fiddle is the folk cousin, who's very decorated. You can see it comes from the same Baroque style, but it's used for folk music. And today's experiments, the piece you just heard, the hardanger fiddle was drawing me onto the folk territory. So I was playing viola d'amore along with the hardanger folk style. And in the next piece we're going to hear, I thought it'd be interesting to bring a straight Baroque piece by Mahan Mahi and try and have the hardanger fiddle come in and see what the hardanger fiddle can do with this. So it's a very rich exchange between folk and Baroque music.
Christian, we're going to hear another improvisation after the Mahi piece, and then another of the tunes that you brought, Cinema Americano. What's that about?
It's not about anything, actually. It's a quite old piece that I wrote perhaps 20 years ago or something. I never used basically in any kind of format, and I just found it when I looked through some material, and I thought it might fit well in this situation. The title is just, I got this image from an American film out in the desert with a painted flowerish kind of van and some hippies around or something, as far as I remember it. Thank you.
Cinema Americano, ending our Late Junction collaboration for this month. And you'll be able to download that as a podcast for the next 30 days. Many thanks to the Christian Ballamra Ensemble and Garth Knox. Next tonight here on Late Junction, more from Bert Jansch. This is Rosemary Lane.
When I was in service in Rosemary Lane, I won the goodwill of my master and a dame, till a sailor came there one night to lay, and that was the beginning of my misery. He called for a candle to light him to bed, and likewise a silk handkerchief to tie up his head, to tie up his head as sailors will do. And I said, my pretty Polly, will you come? Now this maid, being young and foolish, she thought it no harm for to lie into bed to keep herself warm. And what was done there I will never disclose, but I wish that short night had been 7 long years. Next morning this sailor so early arose, and into my apron 3 guineas did throw, saying, this I will give and more I will do, if you be my Polly wherever I go. Now if it's a boy, he will fight for the king, and if it's a girl, she will wear a gold ring. She will wear a gold ring and a dress all aflame, and remember my service in Rosemary Lane. When I was in service in Rosemary Lane, I won the goodwill of my master and the dame, till a sailor came there one night to lay, and that was the beginning of my misery.
Thank you.
Musikash from their Best Of compilation, the Hanukkah Prayer, Hannah Ross Hallelu. And before that, Bert Jansch and the song called Rosemary Lane. And Max will be paying his tribute to Bert the week after next here on Late Junction. Two of the members of the Christian Valmer ensemble we heard earlier on have got their own duo called Streifenjungchor. Trumpeter Ivan Lerning and sax and flute player Espen Reinertsen. So I thought it would be rather nice to end the week with a track from them called Stray With Me. Thanks very much for your company this week. I'm back here on Late Junction on Tuesday at 11. I hope you can join me then. Good night. Thank you.